into the last item that we have here on the agenda, item 29. I'm going to start with the blue sheets. We do have a couple. So you want to...
Brad.
Yeah. Pardon?
We'll start with Jan.
Yep, go.
All right.
You guys can stay and listen to all this if you want to. Now we're getting into the juicy stuff. Go ahead.
All right, I have a blue sheet request. The title of the request is a staff briefing to commission on administrative options for conserving and managing wolves, including but not limited to updating the 2011 Wolf Conservation Management Plan, targeted narrow changes to the Wolf Conservation Management Plan, recovery boundaries and names to better reflect current recolonization in our state, translocation and post-delisting management plan. Specific actions being requested is a briefing analysis should include opportunities for efficiencies in SEPA and public engagement, necessary processes, staff time requirement estimates, and potential timelines. I had the importance high, the urgency high, and by August commission meeting to have this briefing.
Okay, it's been made. We have a second?
I'll second, and I would add that with the expectation that we will provide guidance to staff following this briefing. With the expectation that we will provide guidance on how to proceed to staff after the briefing.
Motion's been made, seconded. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign?
No.
No? Okay, one no. It was a quiet no, but it was... A okay. Was there another one down there? No? 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 Nope.
Who was...
Baker.
Baker.
I was second.
Second here. Yeah. You gotta have a bolder no.
You
Is my turn now?
It's your turn.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. I have a blue sheet request. Title of the request is briefing/review of HSRG. For those of you who don't know, that's Hatchery Scientific Review Group. I have it listed importance high and urgency high as it relates to our upcoming June harvest review policy, and I'd like the department to let us know if NMFS uses the HSRG and recommendations related to ESA restrictions, and if so, how, and how's that changed past and present. And the output requested is which policies or policy decisions do we have that utilize HSRG recommended guidelines, and what input would be if these guidelines were dropped. So it's a fishery-related blue sheet.
Any questions?
I'll second it.
Okay.
I would agree with the urgency and think that it needs to tie into the discussion about the legislation that just passed regarding increased production for orca consumption. So that needs to be a piece of the briefing, certainly.
Yeah. Good.
I just want to add to that, and thank you, Commissioner Carpenter, for bringing that forward. I've been thinking about this for a while, and I just want to make clear to the public or on the record that myself, and I don't think the commission is looking to abandon the HSRG or hatchery reform. But I will say, though, that much of the HSRG work is based on scientific theories. And there's been a lot of ongoing work and continues to be on it. And I think it would be not proper for us to, you know, get an update on maybe changes on the science that have underlying some of the theories that for HSRG. So I just wanted to state that. And so.
Yep.
Thank you, Commissioner Keogh. I much appreciate that. Yeah, I agree. The HSRG is sort of out there, but other than hearing the term occasionally. I'm not totally familiar with the substance of it, and I'd like to know more and see how it, as Commissioner Thorburn raised, with the intent by NOAA and the governor's focus on increasing hatchery productions for other reasons. I think there might be some intel or some opportunity to better understand it and utilize it better and perhaps make the staff's job simpler and more efficient.
Joe.
Commissioner Carpenter, when did you want that?
June, if possible. I talked to Ron about it earlier. Ron Warren thought that was possible, and it was kind of dovetailed into our hatchery reform policy review.
Okay. All right. Motion has been made and seconded. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Blue sheet 2 underway. Blue sheet 3 up.
Commissioner Baker here with a blue sheet that asks for a list of expenditures related to wolf recovery since the inception of the 2011 wolf plan. The due date I requested, I don't really care. I just would like us to have this to analyze concurrent with the briefing regarding reopening wolf plan, Commissioner Keeney's blue sheet. The knowledge being requested is staff accounting of funds spent on wolf recovery in Washington State since 2011 and through 2018 to the extent that we have forecasted budgeting, as well as authority for its distribution. The reason I'm asking for this goes back to what we talked about at our workshop on Thursday when we were talking about budgets representing policy, which represents the value of the people that we represent. And also sound stewardship of fish and wildlife. My hypothesis is that one of the reasons that we've been successful so far in wolf recovery is that we've had the money to spend on it. That money came, it was very bipartisan in the legislature, it was bicameral, it came from strong support on both sides of the mountains. And so I think there were people that were at the workshop Thursday that said, you know, budget really isn't my thing. I just need the first fold on the accordion, according to Amy's little metaphor. I think on this one, we should have that. I think it's already done. I don't think it's much staff work. And I think we should have it and look at it as we make these decisions. And so that's what I'm asking for.
I'll second that.
Motion has been made, seconded by Commissioner Carpenter. Further discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. Okay. Any further, any more blue sheets? Yes, Joe.
I'd just like to thank the commission for using the blue sheet process. It does help us. It gives us clarity. It gives us certainty.
So you want 10 more?
No.
Okay. I'm not really clear on the last three bullet points. Let's open up any other meeting debrief that anybody wants to talk about. I think we're debriefed. Okay. Then on the conference call, I have not looked at the planning for that.
I don't have anything.
You don't have anything. So then I would suggest we discuss this on the conference call.
Well, at one point on the April 6th, a lot of us are going to be in Portland for the Falcon.
Okay.
There's no agenda item, so we could.
We could still get on a conference call while we're
cancel that.
Okay.
I don't have any agenda items, so.
Okay. Well,
put it on hold.
Let's put it on hold. Yeah. Yeah.
Hold or cancel?
Cancel.
Well,
something could come up between now and then, so I don't know. Your call.
Yeah, just, you could get hold of us if.
If we could arrange it in Portland.
I'm sure we can. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they have service there, David.
I'm not sure. It's across the border.
So yeah, but you don't
know
have
what
to
happens
pay,
down there.
Pay sales tax. unless anybody else, I'm hungry.
one thing.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And with regard to the April 12th to 14th agenda, I won't get into any of this. However, I will offer my scratchings to the commission and to Tammy about restructuring Thursday so it does not start at 9 o'clock. And I see on Saturday it's only supposed to go to 10:30, so that's very favorable. But I'll offer up these scratchings separately.
That sounds like a plan, Sam. Okay.
I move to adjourn.
All right. Hearing no other agenda items, the commission stands adjourned.